And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Our top story today comes from the Supreme Court, where justices have rejected the Biden administration's attempt to force Texas doctors to commit so-called emergency abortions. The court left in place a lower court ruling that blocks federal guidance mandating emergency facilities perform abortions in states that ban them. There's nothing emergent about ending an innocent life. Now maybe Texas can focus on real medical emergencies instead of playing word games with human life. In news that'll make you question where your tax dollars are going, the Department of Agriculture is set to pay $50,000 to encourage LGBTQ teens to go on wilderness conservation trips. The Northwest Youth Corps in Oregon says it's, quote, all about diversifying the outdoors. Always thought Mother Nature was pretty inclusive. Turns out she just needed a rainbow makeover and your money to make it happen. Speaking of your money, Hillary Clinton is lamenting that the government has lost total control of speech on social media. She's calling for more, quote, moderation and monitoring because free speech, well, it's just too free these days, I guess. Hey, listen, when a politician tells you they want to control what you say, believe them and then say it louder. In Michigan, the state Supreme Court has ruled that parents can't request certain school curricula under public records laws. I guess knowing what your kids are being taught in school is now considered privileged information. You remember when parents were considered partners in education and were encouraged to volunteer more of their time to help our teachers? Now we're just supposed to be silent donors to a system that doesn't want us asking very many questions. Some good news now from our neighbors up north. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith has confirmed she'll introduce a bill to ban men from competing in women's sports. About time someone remembered biology is not a suggestion. And finally today, I know dominating the headlines of late have been certain pastors who have fallen. But remember this, there are roughly 350,000 evangelical pastors in the U.S. and Canada who did not fall yesterday. That's 350,000 men shepherding churches well. In a world that's quick to point out failures, let's not forget to celebrate the faithfulness of these men who are standing firm in their calling. That's not a story that's dominating the headlines, but I ask this. Shouldn't it be? And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. And if you want more, make sure to download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for more exclusive content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.